Okay, Mrs. Sharp, would you please read us back into open session?
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened in closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Charlie Stallings, Jeff Kaiser, Devin Taymoon, Joe Steele, Sharon Steele.
All right, are there any actions resulting from closed session?
Yeah, well, there is. Yes. I'm unlike this. It's my probably last motion. I can't read that for. I don't know what it is.
They changed the number.
Well, we've got two numbers written down.
Let's make a motion.
Make the motion. We'll go with it.
I'll make a motion that we authorize a $225 Christmas bonus for our employees, those employees that have been employed with us over 2 months. That they will receive a bonus. Anyone spend with less than 2 months will not. But that be a $225 bonus before taxes for all town employees that meet the qualifications.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to provide each town employee that has been employed more than 2 months a Christmas bonus of $225, and that is before taxes are taken out. Is there any discussion? All right, roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin T. Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. So if you would please make sure they get that in a timely manner.
You said payroll. When is payroll? Do we have another one before Christmas?
I'd have no problems going in the issue.
It's usually better to do it
just
separate.
Just do it separate. Just do it.
Yeah, do it separate.
Yeah, do it this week. Yeah. Go ahead and...
All right, do we have any other actions resulting from closed session?
Nope.
Okay, the next item is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins?
No comment.
Mr. Kaiser?
I think I've said about everything that, other than, again, thank you all for everyone for all the 12 and a half years. It's been a pleasure serving the town of Coburn, and we'll see you guys later.
All right, Mr. Steele.
Well, I appreciate working with all you folks. Like Jeff said, we haven't always agreed, but we always come out united, and that's important, and I appreciate Will for taking care of us on our legal matters in a very timely fashion. Water department, police department, fire department, all of them, I appreciate them. Jeffrey, I hope you don't make yourself scarce, because there'll be times I'm sure that I would like to be able to pick up the phone and call you and ask for advice or whatever. So, and I appreciate getting to serve with you.
Thank you. You have my phone number.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mrs. Steele.
I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas,
yeah,
seeing as this is our last meeting prior to Christmas.
Yeah.
And if I could afford a bigger bonus, I surely would, but we're stretching it, doing what we're doing, and I hope they appreciate that we're trying. It's an effort, and I really appreciate what they do every day for us, because I know it's a lot. And we ask a lot. The five of us have been real good about asking for a lot of things, and everybody does try to to meet the needs of the town, and I think that's a great thing that we have. Jeff, I've been here 10 years. I hate to see you go. And we've had days, and we've had days. Good ones and bad ones. And it's been a pleasure, and we've always walked out the door shaking hands, and it's been nice. And I appreciate all you have done for us.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, I will begin by stating for the record so we can get this advertised, we will have a reorganizational meeting on Thursday, January the 2nd at 10 o'clock a.m. We will have a public hearing on the ordinance provided by Mr. Sturgill tonight on January the 13th, 6:30, prior to our regular meeting. And I will say to Mr. Jeff here, Sharon and I started this journey here with your leadership, and you really brought us in and led the way, and we really got Coburn back on track, I feel, and it was because of your desire to want to see Coburn be what we knew that it could be. Like everyone else has said, we've not always agreed. And that's good because we're not all supposed to agree on everything, but I value your insight and knowledge that you've provided with us, and I'm sure going to miss you, but I do thank you for everything that you've done for the team.
Thank you.
And with that being said, of course, we do not have another meeting before Christmas, so I do wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I make a motion to adjourn.
And we'll second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
We're adjourned.